I see a red light.
Yes. This is Eric Ponder. I'm here with Tabiso Tema, the host of Power Breakfast on Power FM 98.7. Host from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. How are you doing, Tabiso?
I'm great. I'm great. How are you doing, Eric?
Good, good. So can you just tell me a little bit about your morning show?
Okay, so our station is a talk station, a talkback format. So, and our show, our breakfast show, is mainly news and current affairs driven. So it'll be mostly the topical news of the day, and inevitably in South Africa, that happens to make it largely political, heavily political. That's just the nature of the country that we live in. I cannot imagine, in fact, what we would do on our radio shows if we had and if we lived in a country like Sweden or one of those places where nothing ever happens in terms of politics, because that's really what people get worked up about here. People are very passionate about that, and so that's our main focus area. But yeah, we do the usual sport and traffic as well in the morning, but yeah, largely news and current affairs driven.
But we're talking about a very young democracy, right? Not even 25 years yet.
Absolutely, and I suppose that's why people are still so engaged and so switched on, and in terms of what's happening politically, because people are still so, so many people are still so dependent on government, and they look to government for a lot of things. So the way that our government behaves has such a massive impact on people's lives. If we have a corrupt government, it has got immediate implications for people's lives. And so, I mean, for example, you get into most modern or most developed countries and advanced democracies, mature democracies, where people or countries exist in spite of their governments, you know.
Yeah.
So you look at places like Italy. I mean, they have such an unstable democracy there, that in terms of like they change governments so often, and so you know, the coalition governments and all of that. But so that it's not an all-consuming thing. Life goes on without the politicians. How many people even know who the prime minister of Italy is at any given time?
True.
Whereas South Africans will even tell you who a deputy minister of what department is, because politicians occupy such a large space in our lives. Yeah.
So the focus of this conversation is my Johannesburg. You are a resident of Johannesburg. How long have you been a resident of Johannesburg? And
okay, I've been living in Johannesburg now since 1992, I'd say. Yeah, 91, 92, I've been living here. And it's an awesome city. Great vibe and great pace about it, alive, you know. I mean, it's got a history of this is where people come. I mean, you know, it's a gold mining town. That's what it was established as. So people came here to seek their fortunes, and that has remained the DNA of the city. People who are here are largely not from Johannesburg. People are from everywhere but Johannesburg, but people come here to make a living and seek their fortunes. So there's that real vibe about the city, that, you know, even the pace. When you go out of Joburg, you can feel you're out of Joburg. People drive differently here. It's, you know, more aggressive drivers, and people drive a lot faster because, you know, yeah, that's just the nature of the city that it is. It's got a real energy about it. And it's intense. Sometimes it can be like you're on a mad treadmill, you know. But it is what makes Joburg special, you know.
So I know your show is national in scope, but you're based here in Johannesburg. What is your relationship with your listeners? How do you kind of see your relationship with your listeners?
Yeah, you know, and we try very much to be as relevant as possible. We are to our listeners. We are a very young station as well, and that's something that we haven't fully plugged into, and that is like fully developing that relationship where we are even present in our communities through initiatives that we do in the community and all of that. But it's something that we're working towards. But we try to maintain a relationship where we'll cover stories that will immediately affect people. You know, we've got a very strong presence in Pretoria, even though we are based in Johannesburg. Our reach goes as far as Pretoria and into the greater parts of Pretoria. So we try to reflect that as well in our programming and in our coverage in terms of what we do. Try to reflect that our Pretoria. That we've got a lot of love from people in Pretoria. So that's something that. But going forward, I mean, we're only into our fourth year now. In June, we're turning four. But going forward, a big focus for us will be to get more involved in the communities and do a lot more activity and become. Because that's part of how you grow the station as well, is when people now identify with the station, you know, more than just as a listener, but as this is one of our community members. This is people believe they can depend on you, they can go to you, you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
What brought you to the medium of radio?
Well, actually, I mean, because my background is in sport, so I've always been very passionate about sport. I love my sport. I love playing sport as well. I wasn't particularly great at it, so I found a way to be involved in sport that didn't involve necessarily playing it. So, and I've always, as I said, watching sport has always been my passion. So I always wanted to find a way to do to get involved in sports broadcasting, and radio provided the first platform. So I began back in 96-97 as a, you know, sports presenter on national radio station SAFM, and yeah, that kind of opened up my world in terms of broadcasting. It was a great institution to learn at. SAFM has got a very strong training background, so it's a great place to learn about the broadcast medium. And from there, opportunities came through television work and all of that, and that's basically how the journey has unfolded. But radio will always be my first love. And as I went on, obviously, you know, you gotta try and keep yourself. My interest in the diversify. I'm still very passionate about sport, always will be. But you also have to kind of keep reinventing yourself, keep yourself relevant. And I also happen to be very interested, and I've always been very interested in the politics of the day, in the current affairs of the day. So I've always wanted to move in that direction. I always wanted to work for a talk station, even though my previous involvement was with a music station. I mean, after I left SAFM, which is more of a SAFM is something to everybody, really. It's a public service station, so it kind of offers a lot of different things to everybody. We had music, we had news, we had current affairs, all of that all in one station. So then I moved to a largely new station, but I always knew that that's where I wanted to end up, was primarily on a talk format station, and one that end up doing talk, and that's what I'm doing now. Yeah.
So can you just talk a little bit about the power of radio, the medium of radio in South Africa, and more specifically, I gather, Johannesburg?
It's massive. It's huge. You know, people have a very intimate relationship with the radio here. You know, it is a primary source of information for the majority of people in this country, even before newspapers and all of that, because we, you know, if you go to rural areas and all of that, people maybe don't get access to newspapers. The radio is their source of news and information, so they have a very close relationship with them. It is massively influential in shaping people's opinions, especially in a station like ours. People listen to the conversation that you're having, the direction that you take, or your take on the news of the day. So you have enormous power and responsibility as well. So radio is extremely important, extremely powerful medium in this country, which is something that's realized as well, they're recognized rather by the authorities. So for example, to illustrate to you how they recognize the importance of radio and the power of radio, the national radio stations, when our regulator only issues operating licenses for radio on a regional basis. So we are the Gauteng license holder, so which is supposed to Johannesburg, Pretoria, the Vaal, Soweto, all those areas included. So that's it. the fact that we end up having, we get a little bit of bleed into other regions is purely a technical issue, because you can't really have a defined boundary for radio signal. So, but we're primarily a Gauteng station. You do not get a license as a commercial as a private operator for a national radio station, because you can shape the news agenda, you can influence the news agenda, and this is something that our new government took from the apartheid government. They regulated it that way, so that there were no privately operated national stations, because they wanted to be the ones in control of the news agenda. So they recognized the power of radio.
Yeah. So is there any meaning behind Power FM? Power? Is there a story there?
There is a story, in the sense that we talked about, like, this is a station where we want to give the listener power, you know, that we allow them, this is a platform that gives them the power, you know, and it's a word that, I mean, you can be interpreted in a lot of different ways. It's a manifestation of our power as a people, as black people in this country, because that is how we define ourselves as well, and that this is a platform where we take our power, you know. This is a station that will reflect us as black people, so it can be a play on so many different interpretations of the power, you know, the whole black power concept. Mm-hmm. It's all of those things consumed, but primarily it's also about, like, you know, to say that to people, do not forget that as a citizen, you are the power, you know. It's not the government that holds the power, the people hold the power, and that's what we are about, and power of influencing our destiny and getting a lot more involved in shaping our destiny.
Yeah. So when you talk about the people, can you talk a little bit about the demographics of your listeners?
Yeah, so we primarily target ourselves to an audience, I would say, largely adult, urban population. So people who would be, you know, middle, I suppose you would define as middle class, or middle to upper class, I suppose you would say. It's obviously somebody with a certain level of education as well. Of course, a very sophisticated market, a very knowledgeable and inquisitive audience. And but mostly, the most important thing about our audience is very knowledgeable. And there are people who, have certain expectations of their radio station, of their government, and are very active citizens. You know, those are the kind of people who are targeting, people who are upwardly mobile, as they say. So that's in a nutshell. And they also happen to be primarily black. I mean, we are a black country, so that by definition naturally means that's who our target audience is.
So lastly, how does that all kind of fit into the post-apartheid society? How does that kind of fit into the post-apartheid society, and specifically, I think, towards Johannesburg?
So we want to be having conversations. One of the things that post-apartheid South Africa has given us an opportunity to do, that has given us the freedom to do, is to be able to express ourselves. And what better form of expression than is to a talkback station, where people can pick up the phone and say exactly what it is that they feel without fear, and in the knowledge that they are protected. And this is a platform that we provide. So it's about us, to allows us to have frank conversations about us as a people, you know, about us as a country and where we are. And that is why you hear people come out and say, and this is the beauty about this country, for all its weaknesses and for all its shortcomings, we have a country where people can say what they like, you know, and know that you are not going to be locked up. You know, we have a free media in this country. It's not just a free press, it's a free media, free radio, and that is one of the beauties of this country. I don't think there is a more free media in this on the continent than South Africa, and that's one of the blessings and the joys of living in this country. And it's our responsibility as South Africa, as citizens, to protect that freedom that we have. So our role is to have those conversations that shape the South Africa that we want to see, you know, that we want to see for our children, you know. So have a tough conversations, you know, then they're not so pleasant. We don't want to hear some of the stuff necessarily about our politicians and our people that who lead us, but these are very important conversations, and this is why platforms such as ours become so important. And also to play a meaningful role, like I say, we intend to do, get involved in the communities in terms of helping to empower our communities and being a useful ally and a resource for people in our community. So it's very, very, we have a massive responsibility. As I said, you know, we got enormous power, but with that power also comes big responsibilities, and I think we don't take them lightly. You people, you have to uphold a certain standard, and people have certain expectations of us. We have to be very careful as well in terms of how we craft our messages and the positions that we take on various things because of that power that we have, and we know that the influence that we have. So and then how that shapes the country that we are trying to build, because as you were saying yourself, we're a young country, a young democracy, so all the things that we do at this stage determine what's going to happen in the future. You know, we are the ones that are building a foundation. We are not finding a country. We've been given a clean slate to start on. So we've got that gives us enormous responsibility. In 50 years from now, our children and our children's children will look back and say, "What did you guys do?" You know,
very true.
How did we end up here? It's because of what you guys did there when you had an opportunity to start on a clean slate, but you went and messed it up. You know, so that's the responsibility that we carry.
Well, yeah. Tabiso, thank you very much for talking with me.
Absolute pleasure.